This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the tafsir class. Today, inshallah, we're continuing the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah from ayah 45 until ayah 59. And it is in the book from page 215 until 243. You have almost 250 pages in the book to read. Ayah number 45 and number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after He reminded the children of Israel of the favors that He bestowed upon them, and seek help in patience and salah. And truly, it is extremely heavy and hard except for al-khashi'in. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Now, this is a continuation to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Bani Israel. How you command, you enjoin good on people and you forget yourselves. Then He is saying, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Does that mean this command only to the children of Israel? Seek help through patience and salah. So it's not for us. It's for everybody. It's always, this is the rule in the Quran. The issue is the generality of the word, not the specificity of the term or the reason of revelation. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the children of Israel, but it is for everybody. And the proof of that is the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he had a difficulty, what did he do? He used to pray. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. So Allah is telling us here to seek help in patience and salah. If you wanted help, you'll get it through patience and salah. One of the advantages of ibadah is giving you help. Salah is ibadah. Patience is ibadah. You want the help? Be patient. Pray. Here, the patience, some scholars said it is not the patience that we know. It is fasting. Because one of the advantages of fasting is patience. And fasting, in Arabic, linguistically, is to abstain from something. Therefore, Maryam alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned her story in Surah Maryam, قالت إني نذرت للرحمن صوما. I pledged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fasting. What was her fasting? Fasting from speech. It was not fasting from food and drink. So it was abstaining from food and drink. So according to this opinion, you seek help through fasting, which is ibadah. Or it is the true patience that we know. There are two opinions. And it is extremely heavy. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. Not everybody does that. Many people, once they have a difficulty, they cry, they go to human beings, they forget to seek help through patience, through salah. Who does that? Only al-khashi'un, the people who have tranquility, the people who are humbly submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The submissive people, they are able to do that, to seek help through patience and prayer. Who are al-khashi'un? They are those who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. And that unto Him they are going to return. So who's al-khashi'? Is it the one who is focusing in the prayer? Because I may ask you, according to this ayah, who is al-khashi'? Allah mentioned their description in the next ayah. Those who are certain of the hereafter. They know that they will definitely return to their Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are like that, then you become khashi'. When you are certain of the hereafter, then you will seek help through patience and through prayer. Next ayah. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you over the nations. Who's better, the Muslims or the children of Israel? Muslims? Where is the evidence? The Quran does not say that. The Quran says the children of Israel are better. That's what Allah says. I preferred you over the nations. Yeah, they have the largest amount. We need solid evidence. Because كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best nation produced forth to mankind. When you تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر, when you enjoin good and forbid evil. So how do we reconcile? Who's the best? Our ummah or the ummah of the Jews, the children of Israel? Allah says, I preferred you over the nations. Yes. Yeah, so we are better than the companions. The companions saw the Prophet.
Yeah, I mean, but obviously after them, like, as far as nations.
But isn't it said that Jews are the worst enemies of Islam?
In one ayah.
But he's talking about that time of that period.
Yes, Shahada. Okay, what did you say?
At the time of the time they were...
At their time they were the best nation. That's the correct answer. At the time of them, when they were there, because there were no Muslims. And what Arshia was said is also correct. The true Muslims, the Jews, if they are true, they will follow Islam. So there is no contradiction. Whoever submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a Muslim. So the true Jews should be Muslims. So we have no problem. The Prophet ﷺ in one hadith, he said that you are the best nation. You are reaching, you are the 70th nation and you are the best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the issue is not who is better. Because even at their time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred them over the nations, if they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they don't deserve that rank. It's what you do. It's not who you are. Even the Muslims nowadays, they are defeated, they are weak. It's not enough, it's not sufficient to say we are Muslims. You have to prove that. So what was the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the children of Israel? According to that ayah, He preferred them over the nations. And we mentioned already many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And fear a day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا Fear a day of judgment. That's the day you should fear. When a person shall not avail another, nor will intercession be accepted from him, nor will compensation be taken from him, nor will they be helped. Again, you remind someone by reward and punishment. You tell him, I gave you this, I gave you that. You better listen to me. If you don't listen to me, that's what I will do to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded them in the friendly way, you are the children of Israel. You all belong to him. Yaqub alayhi salam. You were preferred. I bestowed my favors upon you. So you better respond. Because that's what will happen to the people who disobey me. Fear the day of judgment. When no one will help another one. You will help yourself only. Only your deeds will help you. And remember, when we delivered you from Fir'aun's people, this is one of the favors. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ Who were afflicting you with the horrible torment. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning horrible torment. And were slaughtering your sons and letting your women alive or live. And therein was a mighty trial from your Lord. That was their trial. Pharaoh's people, they enslaved the children of Israel. They slaughtered the children. Why? Why they used to slaughter the sons, the children? Yes, because Pharaoh, he knew that there will be a messenger coming from the children of Israel. So they used to kill the sons. But after they felt that all the children will disappear, They needed them for the service. They used to kill 1 year, all the sons, and they used to keep them 1 year. And then they enslaved women. So it's slavery. It is slavery. This is part of the torment that they were afflicted with. They were saved eventually. How they were saved? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. So this is a blessing that they should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And remember when we separated the sea for you and saved you and drowned Fir'aun's people while you were watching. This is another blessing. This man who used to enslave you, this man who caused you all this trouble, look at him now. You are watching, you see what happened to him. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when I tell you, remember this, remember that, remember this, remember that, what do I want from you? Why I'm reminding you always? What do I want from you? I want you to respond to me. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from the children of Israel? Okay, He reminded them with the favors. He reminded them that they were the best nation. He reminded them that they were saved from Fir'aun. He reminded them that the sea was separated for them. They thought they will be caught. No way. The soldiers behind them and the sea in front of them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separated the sea for them. What does Allah want from them? To praise Him. They will praise Him. They will say, we believe in Allah. We love Him. Why Allah is reminding them with the favors? Why? To know He is always there. Okay. Again, I want from you something when I tell you I did this and this and this and that. Yes. Exactly. That's what Allah is asking them to do. You remember, I am the one who gave you all these favors. So respond to me. He is my messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Believe in him. That's what Allah wants from the children of Israel. To believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, when we appointed for Musa 40 nights, and in his absence, you took the calf for worship, and you were wrongdoers. Now imagine someone whom you helped, you gave him everything he wants, yet he disobeyed you. Would you like that or you don't like it? They were subject to torment from Fir'aun and his people. They were saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger from among them, Musa alayhi salam. The sea was separated for them. And they saw Fir'aun drowning and his people while they were watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam to come for the appointment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the Torah. After all these favors, what did the children of Israel do in Musa's absence? They worshipped the calf. Now, is this something appropriate that you do in return to the favors? No. They were not appreciative. Then after that, we forgave you so that you might be grateful. Although you worship the calf, what did Allah do to them? They were forgiven. What does that tell you? What do you learn from this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. They worshipped the calf, yet they were forgiven. But how they were forgiven, it is coming later. Why it did not come in sequence, in order? Because here, it is suitable when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the favors. Again, as we said, the Quran is not a history book. So the sequence is not really always in order according to the date and the time. It's according to the lessons that you learn. And remember, when we gave Musa the scripture and the criterion, so that you may be guided aright. وَإِذْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And remember when Musa said to his people, O my people, verily you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. Now here is the detail. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you worship the calf and you were forgiven. How they were forgiven? They were commanded to do something. What was that thing? It is mentioned here. Why it was not mentioned there? Because there Allah mentioned the favors. One of the favors that they were forgiven. Now it is suitable to mention what they did. O my people, verily you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. So turn in repentance to your Creator and kill yourselves. That's what they were asked to do. Kill themselves. Because you worship the calf, you should be killed. You disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be better for you with your Creator. Then He accepted your repentance. So that's what happened. Truly, He is the one who accepts repentance the most merciful. How they were commanded to kill themselves? Each one kills himself? Or he kills another one, or what? They were commanded to kill each other. Each other. The wrongdoers. The ones who worship the calf. The ones who did not worship the calf, they were commanded to kill the ones who worship the calf. Well, this is one of the opinions. Another opinion says all of them were commanded to kill each other. Even the ones who did not do it. To show their sincerity, that they are innocent. Because sometimes even if you don't do the wrong thing, if you don't do anything to correct it, you are the partner. That's why in Islam it's mandatory to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Because if you don't do anything, that means you approve it. So there are two opinions actually. One of them that the good people, they were commanded to kill the wrong people who wronged themselves by worshipping the calf. Another opinion says they were commanded to kill each other, regardless of the one who did the worship to the calf. And then what happened? They were forgiven. If they killed each other, who remained from them? Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to stop. After they started and they intended to kill each other and lots of them were killed, then Musa alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah told them to stop. That was sufficient as repentance. And remember when you said, O Musa, we shall never believe in you until we see Allah plainly. But you were seized with a bolt of lightning while you were looking. Now here is the thing. Musa alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the upper hand over Fir'aun with his miracles. Fir'aun intended to kill Musa and his people. They escaped and they were saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separated the sea for them. So they were saved and he drowned Fir'aun and his people while they saw that. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were forgiven. All that was not enough. Look what they did. They told Musa, we will not believe in you. You already know he's a prophet. You already saw the miracles. You already saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you through him from Fir'aun. Yet they said, we will not believe in you until we see Allah plainly. What do you consider that? What do you consider that? Disbelief, rudeness. They were disrespectful to their messenger. They did all that. And then what happened? They were seized with the bolt of lightning. Then we raised you up after your death so that you might be grateful. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. You see how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His servants, with His creation. We raised you up. Now, were they seized only or they died? They died literally. They lost their lives and then they were resurrected. Yes, this is one opinion and it's a strong opinion. The other opinion says they were only seized. They did not die but they slept or they passed out. but the strong opinion that they really died. Both opinions are mentioned in the book. And we shaded you with clouds and sent down on you Al-Man and the quail, was-salwa. Al-Man and as-salwa, they are two types of food. Eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you. But they rebelled. And they did not wrong us, but they wronged themselves. Now again, after they were raised up, after their death, they asked for food. So Musa alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah sent down al-man. Al-man, they said, it's type of food, sweet food. And as-salwa is quail. It's meat of the bird. Eat. It's free food. Were they appreciative? Were they happy with that? They rebelled. That's what Allah says. What do you learn from this? How many times the children of Israel were given the chance to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They disrespected their messenger. They worshipped the calf. They asked a very rude question to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blindly. They did not like the free food that was coming from the sky. And remember when we said, enter this town, Jerusalem, and eat bountifully therein with pleasure and delight, wherever you wish, and enter the gate in prostration, and say, forgive us, and we shall forgive you your sins, and shall increase for the good doers. Allah asked them, after they were saved from Fir'aun in the desert in Sina, they were commanded to enter the city. What city is it? Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentioned it is Jerusalem, the sacred city. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ. It is Jerusalem. What did they do? Did they respond? Did they enter the city? That's what happened. But those who did wrong changed the word from that which had been told to them for another. وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً. That's what Allah told them. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. قُولُوا حِطَّةً. Say حِطَّةً. حِطَّةً. What's the meaning of حِطَّةً? حِطَّةً means remove the sins from us. Forgive us. They changed. They said حِنْطَةً. What's the meaning of hinta? Hitta means remove the sins. Hinta, it's the seed of the spike, the grain of the spike. So they made fun of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead of entering the city with humbleness, prostrating, they turned their backs and they entered their city on their backs. Why did they did that? They were rebellious. So we sent upon the wrongdoers a punishment from heaven because of their rebellion. What was the punishment? What was their punishment? What was the punishment when they refused and they disobeyed their messenger and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They spent 40 years in the desert. Yes. Who said that? Bazigha. Very good, Bazigha. They spent 40 years. A trip takes less than a month. They took 40 years. Why? They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not learn. When you learn and you obey, you will take things easily. And you will reach your goal. But when you disobey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you one time, another time, and you still disobey. This is, by the way, is not only for the children of Israel. Anyone who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Allah gives him the signs, the proofs, and he disobeys, he will have a hard time, the same thing. The same thing that happened to the children of Israel is happening to the Muslim. And it could happen to anyone. Then, we are moving to another thing. Yes. They turned back and entered the city. Yes, when they finally decided to enter the city, they entered, what do you mean? With their backs. Backwards.
When they walked literally backwards?
Yeah, they were like crawling. Why they did that? Just to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to show their rebellion. Then Allah says, and remember when Musa asked for water for his people. وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. We said, strike the stone with your stick. Then gushed forth therefrom 12 springs. Each group of people knew its own place for water. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down for them al-man and as-salwa, two types of food. They said, we want something else. They want water. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for them the water. How? He asked Musa to strike the stone. And what happened? Water gushed forth. How many springs? 12. Why? Because they were 12 tribes. Again, to avoid any problems, any dispute, each group, they know their place of water. Eat and drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, enjoy. Eat and drink of that which Allah has provided. And do not act corruptly, making mischief on the earth. So what happened? Did they respond? No, they did not. And remember when we said, when you said, oh Musa, we cannot endure one kind of food. Now you have free food sent down to you, exclusively made for you. We cannot endure one kind of food. So invoke your Lord for us to bring forth for us of what the earth grows. Its herbs, its cucumber, its foam. Foam, it could be garlic, it could be another type of food. Its lentils and its onions. Look what they are asking for. Now, can they find these types of food anywhere or not? Onions, lentils, cucumber, isn't it everywhere? It's everywhere. What is so special about it? Is there anything special about it? No. But what about the food that was sent down to them? Was it special or not? Yes. So which is better? The one that they are asking for or the one that they already have? The one that they already have. But again, what do you do if people are rebellious? What do you do? He said, Musa alayhi salam said, would you exchange that which is better for that which is lower? What is better? The one that is sent down to them. Go you down to any town and you shall find what you want. It is there. Any place you go, you will find it. You're asking for something, it's available. Why don't you keep what was sent down for you only? Now, unfortunately, maybe this is clear in the case of the children of Israel. But some people, they do the same thing in a way or another. They have what is halal and they seek what is haram. Allah gave you a nice job. Even though you may think it is little paid, and you go there and you want to steal, you want more money in a wrong way. You have a righteous woman and you go there, you want the haram. It's very similar to this. You think that is better outside while it is better here. But the problem you don't know. And they were covered with humiliation and misery. Why? Because again, they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they drew on themselves the wrath of Allah. That was because they used to disbelieve in the ayat of Allah and kill the prophets wrongfully. Kill, it is in the translation with the past tense, killed. While actually in the Arabic, yaqtulun, it is in the present. It's not in the past tense. In the present. Did they kill any prophet? The children of Israel, did they kill any prophet? Yes or no? Yes, they killed. They killed whom? Yahya ibn Zakariya. It's one prophet. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say prophets? Yes. Yes. But he was not exactly killed. So he was not killed yet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kill the prophets. So it's plural. Killing one prophet is like killing all of them. Disbelieving in one of them is like disbelieving in all of them. Didn't they try to kill Isa alayhi salam? Yes. So that's their norm. And here, because it's in the present, there is an indication that they will try to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they did that. They tried to assassinate him. They tried to kill him. They tried to throw the rock. And eventually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. One of the reasons of his death was the poison from the woman in Khaybar. It did not happen immediately, but it happened. So again, this is the eloquence of the Quran. That was because they disobeyed and used to transgress the bounds in their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this, inshallah, we'll conclude our session. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.